Hi, my name is Will Grease, and I'm here to show you how you can squeeze more out of the metal with Windows Server data deduplication. There are two truths that you as a storage administrator must reconcile. First, that dealing with storage growth is a huge problem. To the outsider, this may not seem like a big issue because the cost of storage is always going down. But enterprise data sets are more than matching decreasing storage costs with an increase in data. And data growth not only means that you must buy and install more disks, but also must buy, deploy, operate, and monitor more servers, which no doubt will stress your already limited workday. The second truth that you must reconcile is that it's hard to know what you need to keep. It certainly sounds nice to put retention periods on all of your data, but how many of us have been approached the very next day after a batch of data has been deleted from a worried information worker who can no longer find their data? The reality is, it's simpler and safer to keep everything. But this is a false trade-off. We have solved this problem for you in Windows Server. To show how, let's look at a very simple scenario. Say that you have a user in your organization, let's call him Mike, that has just delivered a really great presentation to his team using PowerPoint. After the presentation, he mails the PowerPoint slide deck out to his team, and everybody saves it on their team share for reference. Now you have four times the data and are paying four times as much for the same copy of ones and zeros. And many other scenarios within your organization have a lot of duplicated data. For example, VDI deployments and backups. Data deduplication optimizes a volume by analyzing and storing the redundant parts once. This could increase your storage efficiency by upwards of 95%. So what does 20 times the savings look like? Well, here's a before dedup, and here's an after. That's pretty significant. And in Windows Server 2016, we've introduced a number of enhancements to make deploying dedup at private cloud scale easier than ever before. First, we added support for volume sizes up to 64 terabytes. In previous releases, we recommended only deploying volumes at around 10 terabytes, depending on the expected churn on the volume. Second, we added support for files up to 1 terabyte in size. In 2012 R2, dedup was not performant at files approaching 1 terabyte. Third, we now support NanoServer, which is a new cloud-focused deployment option in Windows Server 2016. Fourth, we have improved our support for virtualized backup applications, such as Microsoft Data Protection Manager. And finally, we support the cluster rolling upgrade feature in Windows Server 2016 failover clustering. Let's see how we enable dedup and what the effects would be of running dedup on my dataset. So here I've opened a remote PowerShell session to a node in my cluster. First, I will enable dedup on one of my cluster shared volumes. I've chosen the Hyper-V option because I'm running a VDI deployment on this cluster. Next, I will manually start a dedup job. Note that dedup normally does not require your intervention to run because all dedup jobs are automatically scheduled to run by default. Because a first-time dedup job may take a significant period of time, I've skipped ahead to right after the job has completed. And now you can see that I've achieved a savings rate of 77% on this volume, quite a significant amount. To conclude, dedup is an awesome feature that can save you serious money. Always enable dedup on file servers, VDI workloads, and backup targets, and evaluate other workloads for potential use with dedup. And please visit aka.ms/dedup for more information.